Now perhaps I should begin with a few words about myself. I went out to India about 21 years ago, and I remained out there uninterruptedly for just 20 years, mainly in India, but also in Ceylon and Nepal, Sikkim, Singapore, and a few other places, but mostly in India. So when I came back to this country, after being away for 20 whole years, not having paid any visit during that time, when I came back, I noticed quite a number of changes. I don't suppose many of you are over 20, so you probably don't realize how very much this country has changed in the course of 20 years. When I came back, I must say, I don't want to go into details, I got quite a few surprises and even a few shocks at the changes which I saw. But there was one change which I welcomed very, very much indeed. One change which it gave me very great pleasure indeed to observe. When I was a boy, when I was at school in this country, hardly ever, if at all, did we hear any mention of any religion other than Christianity. We had Bible class, we had religious instruction, we had all that. But so far as I recollect, not one of our teachers at any time ever pronounced the name of any other religion, whether it was Buddhism or Hinduism or even Judaism or even Islam. We just were not even given to understand that there were any such religions in the world. Now that certainly isn't so today. 20 years later, or even less than 20 years later, a very great change has taken place. And now it would seem that all over the country, in schools and institutions of various kinds, people's minds are becoming more and more open. And though they may themselves be quite pious, even quite ardent, quite convinced Christians, or even people quite convinced in the truth, say, of humanism or some other system entirely, they do have a great interest in learning something about other religions, whether about Buddhism or Hinduism or Islam or any other religious system. And this, I feel, is a very, very welcome development. Formerly, in ancient times, the world seemed a very vast place. People living in one country were almost completely ignorant of how people lived in other countries. Now that isn't so today. Whether through books or through films, you're quite familiar with the way in which people live, say in India or China or Australia or New Guinea or South America. All that sort of information is very, very easily available to you. So your mind becomes broader. You know much more about the culture, about the manners and customs and traditions of other countries than your forefathers did. You have a much broader and much more cosmopolitan outlook. So it's only natural, indeed it's inevitable, that this development, this tendency, this great change, should be extended also to the sphere of religion. That you should be interested in knowing not just your own faith, own in the sense that it's the one that you were born into, but also the faiths, the beliefs, the religious practices of other people in other parts of the world. Despite many quite devastating setbacks from time to time, we can state, I think, with some confidence that as the years go by, the human race is tending to become more and more one great family, more and more interconnected, even we may say, more and more united. And perhaps a day will come when we see the development not only of a global government, but of a global culture, and even of global religious and spiritual aspirations. So we welcome, therefore, very much the development of this sort of tendency within the field of religious studies and religious interests.